I'm going to ask either one of you guys, if you want to disclose anything that is new, any kind of innovation that is going to be discussed and exposed maybe for the first time, or you know, something that's relatively new at this convention.
Okay, so because Rita said you're a gold star guy, we'll tell you, I'll tell you two incredible things. The first one is there are some brilliant young men up in and women up in Buffalo, New York, that own a company called 3AM Innovations. And they have devised a location technology that firefighters can carry with them that will place them vertically and horizontally to within 6 feet to 3 feet of their location. Generally speaking, it's three, sometimes it's a little further. But we've never had that before. So as firefighters, Chris and I, Rita, we'd go into a building, a high-rise building, and it was anybody's guess where we were. Because the problem is, as you go vertically up, GPS will nail your location, but not your height. So now these kids have figured that out. That is going to be on the floor. The other thing that's coming is we've always had thermal imaging cameras. You've seen them, and people say, fire, you know, there's been fundraisers against thermal imaging cameras. Another group of innovators called Quake Technologies, these young men and women have created technology that gives us outlines of the thermal signatures. So doors now have the outline of a door or a window, which might not seem like a big deal to the folks listening, but if you're inside a fire and you can't see anything, but suddenly you see the outline of a door, that just saved your life.
Wow. That's been the biggest thing with this conference in the last 25 years is to see the evolution of the innovations that people have come up with. It started off, as you mentioned, the thermal imaging camera. Those were very basic and rudimentary back when they first came out, and nobody had them. They were expensive and they were big and clunky, and now we've seen them shrink in size, but the technology has allowed them to have better pictures and more detail, and it gives us a better picture of what's going on as opposed to 25 years ago. They were good for that time, but now they've become even better. It's like the evolution of the TV, the big box TVs. Now we have razor thin televisions that you can see crystal clear on, and this is kind of where we're at with the fire service.
And we're big into technology transfer. One of the things to remember, Chris, is that the technology that we get, we're making sure that those companies are talking to the civilians. So just imagine for older folks like me, I'm in my late 60s, so my vision is getting a little tough at night. Imagine soon my windscreen will have the outline of the important traffic features that I need to be able to identify as I'm going down the road. So my headlights will help, but now I could put on an enhanced view and be able to see the outline of exit ramps. I could see, you know, street lines. I could see all of that will be actually on the windscreen, so I'm not looking away. When we talk about gas sensing technology, firefighters are at the forefront of that. And so we've always been worried about small particulates, right? And now all your smoke detectors previously have always worked on large particles, ionized or large smoke particles, which are a late stage of fire. But now with the advances in gas technology, we're starting to talk about the small increases in gas so that people can get warned even earlier to get out. Because generally speaking, it's not the fire that kills our civilians, it's the smoke. People get overcome by smoke very rapidly. It's so toxic. So all of that technology transfer is also happening. So as you're looking at these things for firefighters, oh no, imagine them in your car. Imagine them in the windscreen for a pilot. Imagine them, you know, inside your home.
Chris, I want to ask you this question, because I'm sitting here looking at the downtown skyline. Have there been any advances in how you guys would fight fires in taller buildings? Because, I mean, a ladder truck can only reach so far. How do you get that done if there's a fire that breaks out in one of these buildings?
There definitely has been advancements in the way fire departments across the country and across the world fight fire based on just training and innovations that have come along. But essentially it's to get to that fire floor and hook up your hose to the standpipe, which is the system within the building that allows water to reach from the ground level and go and put the fire out. Luckily, in areas like this, in most major cities, high-rise fires don't happen like you see on TV. They might happen, but for Indianapolis, a city of our size, we don't get a lot. Luckily, they still are very well-trained and well-versed. The downtown fire companies have a plan. They execute that plan when it happens. They are tougher to fight. By all means, they're a lot tougher than a one- or two-story residence fire that we get. Having to hump a lot of equipment to a certain floor, the amount of manpower that is needed to execute all the things that need to go on during a building like this, because you have a lot of people potentially involved who are affected. So you need a lot of firefighters to help carry out the tasks that need to be done.
And the other amazing new technology in high-rise firefighting that you'll see at the show is called FARS, and it's called Firefighter Air Replenishment Systems. So it's interesting. We always talk about getting water, and every building in Indianapolis has a standpipe that carries water, which is great. You can live without water for about 3 days. How long can you hold your breath? Now what we're doing with high-rises, we're putting in pipes that carry fresh air so that the firefighters can refill their bottles. That'll enable us to put masks on civilians that may need it, but it also means that Chris and I don't need to bring up 30, 40, 50 bottles with us. We now can be able to just go up to that high-rise building, plug into that standpipe with air in it, and refill our bottles and continue fighting that fire. So that innovation is blasting out across the fire service, and recently in Frisco, Texas, they had an actual high-rise fire where they hooked up to the pipe for the very first time in America and were able to continue fighting that fire and not have to leave the firefight in order to go refill bottles. They filled off their FARS system within the building. So that's a new thing that people will be seeing. They'll be seeing, there's your water pipe, there's your air pipe. And life without air stinks. And it's short.